I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's that called, Sean?
That one is You Know My Name.
Wow. So I was shook about Chris Cornell and shook about Scott Weiland. Those two to me, because just I think it was because I was on the radio during the grunge period and I... Two incredible voices lost. And that was 5 years ago today on Chris Cornell?
Yes, correct.
All right. I'm going to call for more Chris Cornell throughout the show this
week.
You got
it.
Would you call that emo?
Rock and roll emo.
Yeah, that was kind of
emo. That is, I think that's pre-emo because that's grunge. Right. You know, that's not.
Right. Today's leads are brought to you by the Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986, and you pay nothing unless they win. So if you've been injured, get a free evaluation at 508-321-7000 or visit catcheslaw.com. Good morning, Mr. Scheim.
Good morning, Greg Hill. Well, we saw the Celtics collapse against the Bucks in Game 5 and then come out and dominate Game 6 and Game 7. And so last night, once again, we saw the Celtics collapse in the third quarter to the tune of 39 points allowed to the Miami Heat with turnovers like crazy. It felt like every time they walked up court with the ball, they were getting their pocket picked, and the Heat were going the other way for an easy two. But I'm not concerned.
Ooh.
This team does not lose back-to-back games, and we saw what happened when this team made a massive mental error. They came back, and they kicked ass. And that's exactly what I expect them to do on Thursday.
What did Butler have, 41?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was quiet in the first half.
Yeah.
Tatum was getting the, but then Tatum was quiet in the second half.
Was hero in the first.
And Jaylen Brown, again, decides not to show up until the end of the game.
Yeah. All right, Scheim, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg, and good morning, everyone. So the NBA's testing policy is something we began the show discussing, and it's pretty simple to me. Over the last 5 days, everybody said the two greatest words in sports were Game 7. I would say today the two most lacking words in sports and in life are common sense. There's none of it. We don't apply it to anything. We just make these random rules and universally enforce them. But I'm going to read you the lead of a story, January 14th, 2022. With COVID-19 surging across the country, the NBA is significantly scaling back its testing of players. So, with COVID surging in the wintertime, they scaled back their testing. So, they never cared about players playing with COVID. That is the definition of what they thought of it in January.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the Final Four, in the Eastern Conference Final, one of the stars of the series prior is absent for likely the first two games because he has COVID and feels fine. There's no common sense anywhere anymore.
Alternate conspiracy theory, because you talk an awful lot about the officiating and the NBA wanting these series to go seven games. Maybe they know the Celtics are going to be able to win this thing in five or six, and so they fix the Al Horford COVID test. Is that?
I wouldn't put past the NBA anything. So
is that possible?
You never
All
know.
Right. Curtis, thank you. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Nice of you to work today, by the way. I know you have
a pending
bachelorette party.
I've been here day in, day out. And God forbid I get married. You know, I'm taking a few days for my own.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
And it seems like an extended bachelorette
party. It's not.
Party.
It is 2 days and then into the weekend.
No, the party goes 4 days, right? Wednesday,
well, yeah,
Thursday.
We have to come back on Sunday, so that's not really a party
that's
day.
That's a getaway day?
Tomorrow is a travel day.
Okay.
So it's essentially 3 days.
Are you ladies taking the ferry over? Or,
yes.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We will
Excellent.
Be ferrying.
Okay, good.
If you're on Nantucket.
How long is that trip?
Come say hi.
Ferry trip?
Yeah.
Are you going fast ferry?
Fast ferry.
Okay, yeah, it's about
45
minus. 45 minutes or so.
You know, usually
Unless the seas are rough.
When you get long trips, you have to plan travel days in.
Well, I'll be having a sharp eye out because wait till the news what one fisherman saw off the coast of the Cape.
Yes, careful. Be very careful. Irrational fear.
Yes.
What's your lead?
My lead is echoing Shimes because I think a lot of people want to press the panic button on this Celtics team right now, and I say hold your horses. They fell to Milwaukee way worse than they fell last night in game one in that series, and look how that turned out. They played out of their mind in the first quarter without Al Horford, without Marcus Smart. I think that the guys got a little bit tired as the game goes on. The bench is shortened without those two. And so, you know, I think it's to be expected. They didn't lose by much, so that's fine. Then you look at Jason Tatum, who took the blame for the turnovers when it came to the second half. I think he had six. He is a guy who all eyes are on currently. Mm-hmm. Everybody's comparing him to the greatest players of all time, and I think he hears that. If he's taking that blame, there is no shot in hell that he comes out tomorrow night and has the same performance that he had last night. Mm. I think that he is a guy who wants to make it to the finals, wants to win the finals, and wants to prove everybody who he is, the type of player he is.
He needs the rest, though. I mean, I think he only sat in the first half for a minute and a half.
Exactly. That's why they got tired, though. Yeah. You have a shortened bench. Obviously, that's going to happen. And my last point is a mix. You've got Ime Udoka as your head coach. He wants this team to succeed. And also, it was a short turnaround from the Bucks series to this. You had, what, one day off, and it was a travel day? That's going to affect a team. I think they're more settled in going into game two, and we're going to see a well-rested, better team than we saw in game one, while the Heat had, you know, their last game was Thursday. So that's what I think. I don't think I'm panicked at all about this team.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.